for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
That's not Jack Stogler.
No.
Yes, Jack Stogler has a retirement party.
Retirement party.
Yep. His 19th one.
Yes, I think it
How
is.
How many can you have?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a legal limit? You can't have that.
Jack, just, that's it.
Retire.
You're done. You nobody cares party. Anymore.
We Jesus. Know. We know you're done.
Unbelievable. Welcome to Insight/Sports Talk. Insight and our final show.
Final show of the season. Been a good one, Bobby.
It has been a good one, Fee, and we've been doing this. This is how many years, Spencer? This is year number 7?
Yeah.
7?
Yep.
7 in the book.
7 years of sports talk.
It's hard.
And still nobody listens.
Not a one.
If we could get like 2 people that would listen, yeah, that'd be neat.
Can't even get anybody calls
no,
anymore.
We can't. We got a great show for you tonight.
Definitely can't call us tonight. I'm still working on the Skype thing.
Okay.
We're going to call those guys through my cell phone and patch it through the board, so it'll be...
Okay.
We can still make that work, but we're trying
Perfect.
To...
Perfect. Well, the Hastings hotline is going to be hot tonight because... First of all, at 7:30, we got the girls' softball, Ryan Tin, and usually Ryan brings his staff
usually
with him.
Staff comes with,
yeah. I told him to bring some seniors, so hopefully we can get some seniors up here.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything on the girls' track.
No.
They're at the regional
right now playing, right?
Preliminaries.
They're running right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good luck to all those girls competing. We got
Absolutely.
A great, great amount of kids down there. And,
yeah.
And that girls' program is really solid. So good luck to those guys. And
mm-hmm.
and then at we got Hal McCoy. We're going to talk to Hal, Reds baseball. I talked to him today, and I said, I know you're covering Reds the Reds game now. He goes, I ain't worried about it. He said, I'll talk to you guys during that. He said, that's no big deal. So
if he's down there.
He's in a man cave, he said.
I was going to say, if he's down there, he can talk to Rocker. Rocker's down at the game.
Oh, Rocker with Reds
Rocker
game.
Went to the
yep.
game.
All right. You know, it's interesting because we've been interviewing Hal for a couple years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And here's how the dynamics have changed. He would not ever talk when
no.
the Reds were playing.
No.
He would never. I mean,
no.
I can't. Reds are on. We can tape yeah. something earlier. We can go later
That's
or whatever
big.
It is.
Yeah.
And, but now he's...
who gives a shit?
Give me a call, boys. No problem.
Call me.
So we got Hal McCoy at 8 o'clock, and then at 8:30, we got the University of Findlay golf coach and the national champion.
How about that?
Yeah, that's cool. right. And we're going to talk to him a little bit and congratulate him.
And I believe he was coach of the year in that division. Is that what I saw?
He was the Division II men's coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Yeah. So
girls
that's really
girls
cool.
Or girls coach?
Girls coach.
And men's.
And the
both.
Yeah. And the boys also made the national
They
the
made
finals.
It too.
Yeah. yeah, I think they finished 12th.
That's so great. Yeah.
That's a pretty
First
good.
First of all, how in the hell? I'll have to ask you, man. Cause how the hell do you coach both of them?
I know.
That's a lot of work.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, them kids up there, they need, I mean, they need a good eye
yeah.
and to tweak stuff, and I'm sure, but because they're good golfers any way
they
go.
And they don't, you know, they're not playing at the Elks, and they're playing no. like in
yeah.
the GMAC, which is Kentucky, West Virginia.
Right.
So they got traveling
he's
time.
All over
so
the place. Yeah.
He is. He's got, I'm sure he's got, and we'll talk about his staff and,
yeah.
and stuff like that and pick his brain. So we're going to start tonight and talk about something that is just sad, and you know, we, you know, it's sports talk, but we're going to start a little inside, and we're going to talk about that school shooting and how bullshit that is.
It's terrible,
and it's so sad, and it's something needs to be done.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
No,
yeah,
I don't know the answer, and no, but we cannot
I can't
continue
have.
To be divided on that issue.
Right,
we have to come together.
Yep.
I don't care how much.
Something
I mean,
I don't get it.
Because that is the saddest thing.
I mean, how does an 18-year-old kid walk in and buy that shit?
I don't get it.
He's 18, and as far as I know, did he have an assault rifle or just a? I think he had regular weapons. I believe in this case. Now I'm not 100% sure.
I neither.
But I've talked to several gun owners locally in the last few months, and. You know, as much as they love shooting these crazy
guns,
you know, shoot 30 bullets in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount of fun, and I would trust every one of them that I talk to
yeah.
with all of those.
Sure.
But should those be available? You know, machine guns are no longer available to the general public.
So do you make them things outrageously expensive? So that there's no way an 18-year-old kid can go in there and buy a $5,000 gun.
If his dad has one or somebody else has one, he can steal it. You know, it's so.
Yeah.
I don't like restricting stuff like that, but there's enough people. You know, we're kind of protected around here. The people that own guns, I want them having those guns.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I got no problem.
That's why there's something needs to be debated.
Yeah, there's somewhere, you know, there's people in other places that they shouldn't even have a pocket knife.
No, right.
You know, it's just because they're just screwed up and they don't understand how stuff works. And kids around here, the first time they touch a gun, dad, grandpa, uncle, somebody
they go class,
is.
They do. They take them out hunting. They show them how to hunt. Goose Garkey was a great guy at that.
Yeah,
he used to take kids out all the time.
Yep. And you know, they tell a kid in no uncertain terms, this can kill people. You have to, you know, that's stressed around here, and the kids understand it. And if dad's going to let them have a gun, they're going to know those rules. So, but the rest of the world doesn't live like us, and that's just that's. So do we have to restrict our rights because of that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish we didn't have to.
That can't happen, though. We can't keep happening.
We just can't keep fighting over the issue. We got to come together on it.
Yep.
But we fight on everything. We're as divided as we've ever been.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is sad. God, sad.
It's bad.
Fourth graders.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
second, third, and fourth. That's what the school had. They went into the fourth grade classroom.
I see it's a hometown of Matthew McConaughey.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I read that.
I knew he's a big hometown. Texas guy.
Yeah. That's just it's just terrible.
Yeah.
It would be fun, and we'll have to do that next year, to get an NRA guy on here, maybe HR or somebody like that who understands. I want to hear their side, and
absolutely.
I'd like to hear. I think that'd be a great topic. I think people would like to hear that because I've never shot a gun in my life.
Oh, I've shot some
and
guns.
I don't understand why anybody needs an AR.
Yeah,
I don't know why you need one.
Because you can afford it and it's cool.
Yeah,
and it's. I've talked to several guys. One of them owned one. Two of them didn't, but they've all shot those and high powered stuff and huge magazines and nearly automatic weapons, if not automatic weapons, and they said it is so much fun.
Yeah.
But they're just shooting stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're and they know before they pull that trigger, they know what's behind that target, and they know if there's a woods, you know, maybe you're okay. If there's a little bit of a woods and some houses on the other side, you just don't shoot that way. They're all just conscientious as can be. But the rest of the world isn't like that. And I don't know, like you said, I don't know the answer, but what we're doing now isn't it.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny because you hear like Twitter's unbelievable. I mean, the people, you hear both sides and you read both sides and somebody like me who you know, I'm a gun guy. I don't have any trouble with them guys. Whatever they want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I see that other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know. It just makes me so mad.
You think there's got to be a way of fixing it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, I went up Lane's birthday, and we're going to talk to Lane's birthday today. But yesterday, I took donuts up to school.
Yeah?
It's Fort Knox.
Can't get in there.
No. Man, I can't. There's no way I get in there. Yep. You know, I got to buzz in, and then somebody's got to come in. And
yeah.
I don't know if we got to arm these schools, which I think we're going to have to.
I think they're going to.
Yeah.
You don't want your kid.
But, you know, if that guy knows where that officer is, he could go in a different door or know that he walks the hall this particular time or, you know, that would help.
And but if it just keeps one of these from happening, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
If somebody says, you know, they got
you know, they always end up killing the guy that does it.
Yeah.
But you kind of would like to know, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing is mental health. issues, because, you know, anybody in the right mind isn't going to do that.
Right.
Now, if somebody did you wrong and you went after a person and other people happened to get killed, you know, that's a little different situation.
This guy shot his grandma first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
shot
his grandma.
Virtually every one of these is somebody mentally deranged.
Yeah. Huh.
And how do you, you know, see something, say something, you're supposed to do that, but, you know, it's just, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
Oh, God.
It is a mess. Let's take a break.
Yep.
Once again, Sports Talk is sponsored by Wayne Street Market, and we really appreciate those guys. They, you know,
yep.
they support Fort Recovery Radio, and you know, as we end this season, and once again, they're with us 100%, Wayne Street Market.
We love you.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Because we got a big show.
Ready,
we got the softball team coming in here in a little bit. But Fee, let's talk first about the we had a great week last week. We had a lot of fun. And
yep.
Let's talk about the baseball team. You know, we go up to Delphus for the first tournament game, and it was just a great slobber knocker. And
it was a great game.
And, man, I loved that, and the Indians come out on top.
You guys called a good game. It was fun listening to you. Just a back and forth. They take the lead. We take the lead. It was a fun game to listen to.
That's right. And we battled, and we advanced to the sectional final up at Lima Perry, and a game that you and Calpe brought to us on FR Radio, and Phoebe just fell a little short.
Yeah, we did. It was an exciting game, and I tell you what, Bo Tin was really good, and so was their pitcher. He was very, very good.
Yeah, their pitcher pitched a whale game.
Yeah, yep, I mean, yep. He had a whale game. But
yep.
We had, and you and I have talked about this a lot, we had runners at second and third, I think, base empty at first, best hitter coming up, you know, and he's batting .480 or something crazy. I mean, a good hitter. And I know what Coach Ike was thinking, you know, we don't want to face that kid. So we put him on first, and hadn't walked a guy the whole damn game, and I'll be darned if we didn't walk a guy.
What?
You
know? Bo's control is fabulous.
It was fabulous.
Know? But that's a tough situation when you...
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And you could tell. I mean, it there's a lot of pressure there. You know, and all of a sudden, it's like, I can't put him on. Yep. You know, and then he put him on, and then we bring Troy in with the bases loaded. You know, that's pressure, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one out, bases loaded, and he walks in the first guy. You know, yeah. We end up getting beat 3-2.
You know, we that team had, I think, 3 or 4 seniors. And, the first one, Brock Dews at third base, really had a hell of a back half of season.
He did. Yeah. He did. You know, we were talking about, boy, he can't hit, can't find nothing right
defensively,
now.
Defensively, he's
been great. Yeah. Defensively, he's been fantastic at third base. And, man, the last, like you said, the last second half of the season, the kid found the pill and started hitting it. He had two. He ripped one down to the fence for a double, and I think he had another hit too. He had 2 more hits. He's had 2 hits the last 3 or 4 games in a row. He's hitting the ball well,
right?
And
I got a call here, boys. This is a big call. We got to talk. This is big.
All right.
So turn my.
You can plug it in here if you want to.
I have a different end.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is. I think you guys are going to.
I don't think we can do anything because they ain't answering. That's what you get for having caller ID. They don't talk to you.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good.
How many days of school we got left?
One.
What?
One?
What?
One.
What'd you do all day today?
Went to a bouncy house.
A bouncy house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was today field day?
Yeah.
And did you guys play any soccer or kickball or anything?
No.
No ice cream though, right? No freeze pops?
Huh?
You didn't have any like ice cream or nothing, right?
Nope.
All right, good. Is there any truth to the rumor that somebody's 7 years old today?
Uh oh.
Who?
Me.
You?
What?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks.
And you get to celebrate it tonight. Did you have anything special?
Cake.
Ooh, cake.
Cake. Did you save Grandpa a piece?
Yeah,
we got tons.
You got tons of cake left?
All right.
Well, hi, Willie.
Hello.
Hey, Lane, I just want to wish you happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, bud.
Example, $6.
Yes, sir. No problem. No problem. Have fun. Have a fun last day of school tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, guys.
I mean, he's fired up. Last day of school.
Birthday right before.
And it's birthday.
Oh, yeah. You cannot get it better.
You need to do the figuring, but he's probably going to graduate on his birthday. Graduate from high school.
Think about that.
He's got a shot, doesn't he?
Yep.
Oh, he'll be wild.
Hopefully he's not 42.
He'll turn 18 on... Yeah, that's exactly
my
right.
My money's on
that group. That group of them, that group of them, they could be there a long time.
Yeah, I guess. No,
right.
No.
That's
they'll probably
class.
Graduate them after their freshman year.
Oh, they might
get
be done.
Here.
You guys are exceptional. Get out of here.
You guys go fight with the rest of the world.
So we were talking about the baseball and the seniors, and we talked about Brock Dews, and Kendrick Wendell had a hell of a year.
Kendrick did, too. Picked his game up towards the end of the year, too, yep. And, you know. I feel for them guys because I love coaching them. Brock and Kendrick are both great kids. I didn't get a coach, Marcus, and I was surprised to heck how good he was this year. I thought he did a great job behind the plate, I thought, and he actually, the front half of his season was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He just seemed like he always had big hits for us.
I had no idea he was that good a baseball player.
I didn't either. He's a heck of a baseball player. That's a darn shame. His knee got blowed out because he could have had a heck of a great career.
That's exactly right. So congratulations to the baseball team. They end up season 13-11. They did us proud, and they competed, and they got some arms coming back.
Yeah. You know, that's what I started looking at the area baseball stuff in the Standard, and you know, we got a lot of guys in them. All the pitching stuff. We got to work on the hitting. You can tell we're a little weak there. We got to get that down. But
yep,
that last was that 9 games in 12 days we hit the ball very well.
Yeah, we did get better hitting
and
the ball.
And once it warmed up, I think that was a big thing, too. It was kind of crappy weather.
We had a week off, and you don't know what's going to happen when you come back. And then the weather went from 40 to 70
it got beautiful,
in one day. And that's the day our hitting just completely changed.
And I think what happens is when the team has some success like this one did, you know, they won a tournament game and they competed in the sectional final, and these guys will be hungry. And then, you know, when you take the Troy Homans and the Landon Post and the Bo Tins and Daniel Patch returned, and Cale Ramel is only going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some good young kids there. And he
isn't a senior, is he?
No.
Wow. No. We're happy about that, dude.
And I love the development of Wyatt Benn and Riggs Toby. And,
those guys, Alex
Doozy.
Those guys are coming.
Well, Doozy, you talked about Doozy.
Yeah, I just happened to read the thing today. He's 4-0. He's one of the top strikeout guys, you know.
Yeah.
That kid's good. I mean, he's really good. And we talked about how live a pitch he's got. I mean, his ball is everywhere.
Well, let's say that you have him as a closer, mm-hmm. and you have Patch comes back to be 100%.
Yeah, if he's back as Daniel can be.
And Bo and Troy.
You know, Bo, from last year to this year, his control was unbelievably better. I mean, last year...
Better coaching this year.
Yeah, he got rid of the bad coach. Yeah,
morons. You can't have idiot coaches.
Yeah, we got rid of them. Now we're good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, congratulations, Coach Ein. Good season.
Yeah, great season.
Look forward to watching you guys next year and rooting you on. And got to work at it this summer, and I'm sure they will. I think our baseball program as a whole, it looks like, are successful.
Looks
our
good.
JV had a good
looks
season.
Very good. Yeah, young kids are playing good.
Exactly. And,
it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun.
Yep.
Proud of the seniors.
Yep.
And you know, the one thing, and Kendrick, it was one of his favorite things, too, is beating St. Henry. That comeback, a walk-off win was such a neat thing for them guys. And
that's a lifetime.
I'll always remember that.
That's bingo for you.
I'll always remember that.
We're going to take a break. Come back. Ryan Tin, coach of the girls' softball team, on next.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closed on Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049 and have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th, from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Him and Hobbs. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And we're joined by the girls softball coach. And how many years have you been coaching girls softball?
Total?
Yeah.
Total bunch.
7 or 8.
You're getting old.
I am old, yes.
Huh?
You're young.
The girls tell me that every day.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Your old fart?
Yeah.
We are joined by Ryan Tinn and talking about our softball season. And you, off the air, you were just telling us that the team that beat us, Lincoln View, won again today. So they're in the regional final.
They're in a final. They're one step from going to state.
They're one step. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that the district final game. But we were really close. I mean, we left a lot of runners on base and a clutch hit here and there, and that could have been us.
Oh, absolutely. That would have been big.
Yeah, I think we left 12 runners on base, but we got two in that first inning, and it just felt like we were gonna hit that girl all day, which we did, but we just couldn't put a 4 or a 6 spot on the board.
Yeah. Let's go back to the Minster game, and we know that Minster is Minster, and their girls softball program is the top notch, and they were the number one seed, but you had said that we could beat them, and by golly, what a game that was! And that was probably the best game in the girls softball history.
Oh, geez, it was a great game.
Well, I think we had a few of them this year. The Marion game was a really fun one too. To pull that one off for the sectional title.
Yeah.
But the first time we played Minster this year, we didn't have a strikeout against their starting pitcher. And so that alone, I just felt good about going into that game. I thought we could hit to that girl, and if we could get some runs. And I told the girls all week, it's going to be I said 5-6 or an 8-7 ball game, and that was pretty close.
Yeah. When you look at the Minster game and you talked about we didn't strike out. So do they, when you look at a strikeout pitcher, is it heat that gets us or the way they move the ball?
Both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Some girls are probably overpowering, aren't they? I mean, have you ran into some that are just like, man, cheat those hard?
Occasionally you do. But this year I thought all the pitching was pretty consistent all year.
Yeah.
And it was just one of them, if it's your night, you know. We had some games where I thought we were going to hit pitchers and we didn't. And then there was games that the girls actually surprised me, just like Versailles, for instance. That girl was warming up. I thought she was throwing really well, and the girls just stepped up and hit her pretty good.
Wow,
yeah. You that Minster game was a seesaw game. We got an early lead. They battled back. We made some errors. They made some errors. And go through the end of that game, your young kids defensively, I'm listening.
Oh,
you know, I'm just – and all of a sudden, and Rob's having a heart attack. You know, he is fired up. He's tremendous guy to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
There's there's trouble. Oh, my. Emma Will. I think it was Emma Will called an unbelievable catch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The top of the seventh.
Yeah.
The Greasy girl and back
Greasy,
to back.
Yeah.
Back to back. Greasy at short and then Emma in right field. They both dove.
I mean,
you just don't see that very often.
We made plays that whole game that we knew as coaches we could make, but it was just – we made a lot of them in the same game.
Yeah,
we had several double plays with our combination between Chloe and Callie this year. We had several last year, and this year we didn't get one till that game.
Really,
and it come up huge too in that game.
Oh man!
So Fee was, we were texting back and forth, listening, and we had runners picked off at third.
Oh, it's trying to steal home.
Thrown out of home.
Yeah.
So go back to that. Is that a play you have set up?
Actually, it's the girls are supposed to read that on their own.
Okay.
If the throw goes down to the short side or the base, I should say, then they read it and they take off from. Yeah. They're supposed to lead off, get a good secondary lead, and then if they read the throw goes all the way through, then they take off from home.
So what about like a safety squeeze there? You ever do that?
We have, yeah.
Try to sneak it in there and make, once they make the throw to first, go.
Well, we've used that this year. And we actually tried to win the Marion game doing that.
Yep.
Callie put a sweet bunt down with Kenzie on third, and that ball rolls about 3 inches foul. That hit, if that would have been a hit, that would have won the game.
Yeah.
That would have been a cool way to
absolutely.
Walk that would have been anyway.
Absolutely. You play. You know, you're the head coach of the girls softball, and then you got a son who's a major contributor to the baseball program, It's got to be a pretty good time in the Tin House right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have some conversations. I'd like to...
Talking ball a little bit.
Yeah. I got to watch, I don't know, I probably watched him, I don't know, probably pitched a dozen innings this year.
Yeah.
Including that sectional final game. So that was nice. We actually got up early, the girls did, and they were all for it because they wanted to go to the game too. So we got up a little after 6 and practiced in the sack.
In the morning. Perfect.
So, just so we could make that game.
Could you, I don't know, like is there a chance that sometime you could say, because girls' games go fast.
Yeah.
So could you start a 4:30 game? Could you say, ask Holly if the other, or is that something that parents get PO'd at?
Depends if you get. How far it's going to be, somebody's coming.
Probably. Yeah, actually, the WBL just, they pushed all their games back to 5:30. So they're trying
did.
It's tough. Like, if we go for an hour, you know, make an hour trip to get time to warm up before we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, dang it. That's
5:30. Yeah, it'd be kind of nice if you could.
So the Minster game is over. Talk a little bit about that celebration and because I listened to your interview with Rob, and that was a pretty cool little deal there, and that meant a lot. Do you think that's the game?
I'm trying to think about what I said in that interview.
Well, you basically just said, you know, we played them earlier and we didn't strike out at all, and we had confidence going in. But is that something that you think could elevate the program to the next level?
Oh, I definitely think so. We had some really big wins. This year that, you know, the freshmen, we had the whole team in the dugout for all them games. So we had 20 girls. And if you've ever been to Walpock, that's a lot of girls in that dugout. But but it was, they brought so much energy to that dugout and to the team that I think that actually helped out a lot with just keeping our team chemistry up and keeping the positive attitude up.
Talk a little bit about your seniors and their contributions to your program.
Yeah, over. Oh, Callie Wendell keeps calling me.
Oh, you take it.
She's supposed to be coming up here.
That are you? Come on up.
just put it on speaker and.
Hey, Callie.
But
she umpiring?
She's umpiring right now. Yeah.
Ooh, I hear somebody. I hear some young ladies.
They're probably out calling you from out
there. Yeah, they're probably sitting out there.
There they are.
All right. You got lost? How do you get lost?
Hi. I called Cadillac
4
times.
Hi.
Probably went to the old studio.
Think so? It probably did. So then we beat Minster. We got Lincoln View, a team that had a really good record. But, man, we battled our butts off against them. And like Harold said, a hit here and there, and we leave 12 on.
Yeah, that was another game where we actually got to watch Lincoln View in person after we beat Minster. We stuck around and watched some innings. And then it was on TV. So we could watch it twice on TV. So, yeah, we scouted their players and their pitching. And we actually have a pitching machine that we can set up and kind of dialed in. And we actually set the pitching machine up to the style that girl was pitching and hit it well for 2 days in a row. So I felt good about going into that game. And I think we put like 13 hits on her.
Maddie Guggenbiller. Had a hell of a year at the end, didn't she?
Yeah, she come on strong. Yeah. Had a couple of home runs. She had a couple stolen bases and a overthrow for the steal, not steal at home, but took home on that.
Yeah.
So that tied the game up at Marion for us, and that was huge.
She had a big hit in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game at Lincoln View, right? Didn't she get the hit? And then
she did. Runners at second and third,
and then we just needed one more hit.
When she had that,
I just wanted to hit bad.
After Minster went up 2-0 on us there, then she hit that solo home run to kind of give us some life in that.
Get a little fired up
early in that game,
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's. We got three of the girls back here behind us. Let's take a break, McNeil. We're going to come back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
prepare to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey.
It's raining out, right?
Yeah, it's pouring.
That, I'm hearing an echo.
Oh, let me turn it off here. So.
See, we're ready, and Spence has got the whole board screwed up.
We got seven people talking.
It's off by a half a second.
All right, that's good. Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by some of the players. And the first one we're going to talk to is Callie Wendell. But first I'm going to talk about last week I'm taking Calpie home, and it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. It's about 35 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a golf cart in front of us going 90 miles an hour. I said, look at Calpie. I said, look at this. 40 miles an hour we're going. We can't catch this golf cart. Kobe.
That don't surprise me.
Him and I think it was Smitty with him, and they're just buzzing. I said, what in the hell are you guys doing?
Where would they get a golf cart that would be jazzed up just a little bit?
I don't know, but that's the fastest golf cart I've ever seen.
That's a fast one. Awesome.
What color was it? Was it the blue one?
I think it was blue.
Yep.
The blue one. Thing. Her dad took me out in the blue one and about killed me.
Did he about?
Yeah. I'm going 90 miles an hour. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's enough.
Get me off the golf cart. We are joined by the lovely Miss Callie Wendell. And this is a girl who comes from a line of athletes. You know, if you look at all her brothers and her dad is not an athlete. He is, not at all. But you had, you know, at the end of basketball season, you was pretty damn good. And basically, when you look at that tournament run we made in the girls,
mm-hmm.
this girl,
she got hot
in Fuego from behind the arc.
She got hot. That's big.
And then it comes softball season, and kind of next thing you know,
fed right through, didn't it?
We got a second baseman and we can plan out there, and you had a hell of a season. You should be very proud of your steps you've taken. And talk a little bit about your softball season.
Yeah, so in the beginning and towards the middle, I struggled a little bit fielding the ball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the season, I just all brought it together, and I just fielded everything.
She was unbelievable. She's a magnet.
I don't know how it happened.
She's a vacuum at second.
I don't know how it happened. Just what's our goal.
You think a lot of that, and I always make excuses, but I'm thinking like, early in the season, it's freezing, it's cold.
Yeah.
That's a little tough, right?
Yeah.
You know, that ground balls, you know, they pop up on you and it's freezing and hits you in the hand and it's not.
But you were wimpy.
Yeah, I was a little wimpy, but.
Yeah. But does that, it probably does make a difference when it warms
up. Yeah, it does.
And I think, I feel like that's the same thing with the bats. You know, all of a sudden, you start hitting the ball a little better and once it gets warmer, and that's what makes it fun.
You're a three sports right? Volleyball, yep. Basketball, and softball. What's your favorite?
Softball.
Softball.
Now, you're saying that because...
I don't know. It differs a lot.
Now, you're saying that because coach is 3 inches behind you, or are you saying that?
Maybe.
Oh, no, no.
It's my favorite sport by far.
Yeah. No, but...
This fall, we're going to ask you about volleyball. Volleyball is my favorite sport.
Yeah.
The one she's playing is the one she's, she likes the best.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what's fun.
Whatever season it is, that's the one she likes.
Are you fired up for the last day tomorrow?
Oh, I'm all fired up.
Done. What's our summer plans?
Got a bunch of weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Working at Toby's Carryout.
That a girl.
Do me a favor. On my pizzas.
Yeah.
All right. Get them crispier. I want mine burnt.
Burn them. You burn them, he happy.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Can't burn them enough.
Tell them.
No, you don't tell them that.
They'll do it the way they do it. They'll do it however you want.
I'm telling her. Have you hit first day yet?
No, I haven't even started training or anything.
Oh, you haven't done nothing?
No.
So you may get fired before you even start.
Maybe.
Possibility. Yeah,
she could, but I
bet
doubt.
She doesn't.
Probably not.
I bet she don't either. I bet she's got a pretty good, and I'd say she's probably going to be pretty good in there, mm-hmm. I would guess.
Yeah.
So boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us who we're going to get?
Troy.
Oh, God. Oh. That is stupid. He's a loser.
I know.
He's got a beard.
Do you like that?
Do you see his beard he's got?
Yeah.
Troy, you're 14. You can't have a beard when you're 14.
He's like 17. No.
Yeah. Troy is?
Yeah.
Last day of school, we're shaving his beard?
Yeah.
Good call.
Oh, yeah.
The whole head.
So I'm thinking, thinking this might be one of your favorite songs, too.
Oh, yeah, I do like this song.
Oh, this is a walk-up song?
Troy used to, when Rocker did his show, he'd always call in.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say... You had a great season.
Yep.
Enjoy your summer. Continue
Thank
to
you.
Work hard.
Keep working
and,
hard.
And just keep being, doing what you're doing.
You got to shoot
you.
500 right. shots. You got to hit about 400 or 500 baseballs, softballs. Yep. And then you got to dink 4,000
yep.
volleyballs. And I see you no problem.
Yep.
All right, Kenz, come on up here. Let's talk to Kenz.
Kenzie.
Yep, you're next. You nervous?
Yeah,
no, you're not.
You're not nervous.
First of all, I should have said, God darn, screwed that up. Your name and your parents?
Kenzie Garkey and Jake and Jenny Garkey.
Jake and Jenny.
And you are another one of those girls who had a tremendous basketball season.
Yes.
And you break your finger.
And he broke her finger.
What was the deal on that? How'd you do that?
Oh, well, a girl just pushed me. And
you should have.
Like, just flew back and then it broke.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt? No doubter.
Yeah.
So was you... When the season started, was you ready? Was it all healed?
During scrimmages, I wasn't hitting or anything. I was just, bunting, and then if I got out, I got out. And then towards, the first game, I think I was back. And
So talk a little bit about the Minster game and how exciting that was. When you're out there, okay, and it's a 5-5, and we're playing defense, what's going through your mind? Just... Are you thinking, hit it to me, or are you thinking, please don't hit it to me?
Well, depends where the runners are, because I obviously didn't want them to score, but...
Yeah.
It was an exciting game, because...
It was.
It was a MAC team, and we've never... I don't remember the last time we beat them, so it felt good to beat them.
You know, I said, as soon as we beat Minnesota, that's the best win in the history of our girls' softball program. And
it was.
I don't think we ever had a district final team. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best.
Holly sent me that.
Anybody has any
Did Holly confirm that?
Holly sent that to
okay.
me, yeah.
Good. Okay.
Said they've never been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's got to be something to be proud of, ain't it?
That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah. It was sad when the season ended, but I was like, we made history, so it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty good.
And yeah. going to improve yeah. on it next year.
Yeah. yeah.
What's our game plan for the last day of school? Anybody having a party?
Everybody's
oh,
having
no.
a party.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
You're not supposed to look at each other.
That's you don't really look bad. At each other. Man, let's talk about boyfriend.
Yeah.
And let's hear his name.
Who we got?
Rex Lover.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
You girls got to step your games up.
Jeez.
What is going on?
I think they did just fine.
Who?
Callie and...
No, they could have done a lot better than those two losers.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Well, I have to disagree with you, Robert.
Those are two, we'll agree to disagree.
Those are two yeah. outstanding young men.
You, my friend, are a tremendous athlete. And you really are. And you're just scratching the surface of how good you could be. And I said that playing basketball, said it watching you on the basketball court. And Ryan talks about, you know, he talks about you on the softball diamond. Keep up working hard. Enjoy your summer and get ready for next school year. How's that sound?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for coming up here. We got one more. Come
one
on
more.
Up here, kiddo.
Yeah, this time let her introduce herself.
Yeah, I screwed that up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, introduce yourself. Old nine yards. I screwed that up. That's you're it. On.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Abby Kanapke, and I'm the daughter of Kim and Joe Kanapke.
Well, Big Joe.
Big Joe.
So we interviewed your brothers.
Oh, gosh.
During senior football.
Classics.
Them guys are unbelievable.
Too funny.
And I would
they're
guess
awesome.
The chip don't fall through the block. You probably she's probably a little bit of fun to have on the team.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
And you playing basketball this year. I love that.
Yeah. Swimming.
Oh, swimming's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of
work. And I dive. I'm really bad at diving, though.
But you dive anyway.
Yeah, it's fun. A few belly smackers. Doesn't hurt anything.
Ooh, ouch.
That hurts. Mark, well, when you do them, it doesn't hurt me. I know that.
Doesn't it? Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your softball season. Were you happy with where things went?
At the beginning, I hit pretty well. But as the season went on, it went really downhill. But, hey, it's okay. We have next year.
That's exactly right. What's your summer plans?
I'm going to work at Toby's, and I'm lifeguarding, so.
We need lifeguards. How are we looking on our lifeguards?
Good.
We got a good group this year?
Good group.
Good.
Yep, we got a good group.
It's amazing you hear so many schools or so many towns that can't even open their pool up.
Don't have anybody.
Because they don't have any lifeguards.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
You love that job?
Yeah, I love that
good.
Job.
That's a good gig.
Well, if you like it that much, that probably means they're paying you too much. So,
you think that's what it is?
Turn down a little bit.
What's your boyfriend situation?
I don't have a boyfriend.
That's a lie.
Uh-oh.
Yes. What?
Yes,
she does.
I don't.
No.
They're lying.
Boys are stupid.
Boys are dumb.
Boys are very dumb.
Yeah.
I was. Neil is.
Yeah.
Yes, Harold's pretty good guy.
Not too bad.
He's not too bad, is he? Well, you are, you know, we follow you, and me and Fee, you know, we see every game we possibly can, And you're just a fun kid to watch, and you're always working hard, and you always have that smile. And as long as you keep doing that, you are going to be as successful
you're
as anybody ever come
out.
And we really root for you, and thanks for stopping up.
I tell you what, too, you girls, all three of you, the one thing I did notice about the softball team, it looked like you guys were having so much fun.
Oh, it was so fun.
You know, sometimes you get stressed about winning and losing, and it's terrible, and you know, oh, we got to win. But you guys were always laughing and having fun and winning. And winning is fun. I mean, it is fun, but and you can stay relaxed like that and just enjoy it. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, right before the end of the Minster game, I remember everyone, like, piling in the end of the dugout, just waiting for that last hit, and everybody just
out.
Running up and going crazy. It was so fun.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's fun stuff.
It is, and congratulations on a great season, and enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
All right, that's Abby Kanapke, one of the – these girls are awesome, folks, and when we talk them, you know, we bring these kids up here, and they're just easy to root for, and
yeah, absolutely,
and they're good dudes. So we're going to get Ryan up here, and we're going to talk a bit before we head out here. Let's talk a little bit about your seniors and what they've contributed to your program.
Yeah, we started that a little earlier, and I think we got sidetracked.
Yeah. Sidetracked.
We always get
there
sidetracked
a lot
up here.
Yep.
We ain't got a brain.
No, we're a little stupid.
Well, I think we got sidetracked by beautiful young ladies.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It could be.
Yeah, we had four seniors this year. Jackie Holman, Macy Shinneberry, Chloe Greasy, and Ariana LaBarge. And you know, three of them we've had for 4 years now. And they've, well, besides the COVID year, but they've contributed every year that they've been around. And this year was really no different if it was on the field or off the field. We had really good leaders and just good team chemistry for the most part of the year.
And they talk about, those girls talked a little bit about how much fun it was this year. And a lot of that fun comes from your teammates, but also comes from up top. And the coach and his staff set that precedent of how much fun it is. And you should be really proud of where you guys are and your staff. You got a great staff.
Yeah, we definitely do have a great staff with Coach Shane, Coach Day, and Coach Evers. All contributing, but we try to teach, you know, the confidence level and confidence and commitment, but just forgetting about the last play, getting the next one, and try to encourage them to, like, watch college softball because them girls are always having a blast in the dugout.
Yeah.
If they're dressing up in you know, water caps or rally caps, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to teach that. But the same thing, work ethic and get the reps in and then have fun on game days.
So what's your summer? What's your summer look like as far as the girls softball program in the town and how that works?
Yeah. The MAC doesn't do too much. We don't have the girls softball doesn't have like an ACME program like the boys do.
They don't.
Usually it's just some teams trying to throw games together. But we have, I think most, I shouldn't say most, but we definitely have a handful of girls that are playing travel ball this year. And that really takes over from all the league stuff that other teams are trying to do.
So can you work with the kids?
Yeah, we get 10.
So many days or
we
something?
We get 10 coaching days. That they put that back in play. And in the past, we've always taken them 10 days and just went out and played, you know, played other teams on 10 different occasions.
Sure. Yeah.
This year, we'll probably have some fall practices and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So before we let you go, and I know you guys are busy, talk a little bit about the facility you guys are playing on this year and how lucky we are at Fort Recovery. And you know, these girls got to play on it first, the first one, you know, the remodeling of the softball diamond. But that's some complex. That's going to do nothing but get better.
Yeah, we've had a ton of compliments from other teams that come in and spectators, you know, and it's not even close to being done.
Right.
But the playing surface over on the girls' side is, I think, is top-notch. The dirt is, it drains well and it plays well. And then that turf, it adds a cool look and, you know, it keeps the grass, you know, you're not tearing up the grass and tearing up the mud and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it's a cool feel. And I don't know if it's a home field advantage, but we seem to play well on it and other teams have a little trouble with it. So I don't know.
Well, that's great. I had my grandsons with me you guys had a practice on Saturday. So we had a golf cart, went out there and sat up there and watched practice. And what a neat view that is.
Yeah, that hill is pretty cool, not only for the fans, but us as coaches and players watching them up on the hill.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really neat. Well, congratulations on a great season.
Great season.
Thank you.
And we're damn proud of what you've done with that program, and you should be too. And it looks like we got some bright days ahead if we work at it.
Yeah, we do.
That's right.
Like I told the paper in a roundabout way, but I hope that makes it a goal for all them underclassmen to get back to where we were this year and win it.
A little step farther, yeah.
That's exactly right. That's Ryan Tin, folks, head girls softball coach at Fort Recovery High School. We're going to take a break, come right back. We got Hal McCoy from the Hall of Fame writer from the Cincinnati Reds. We'll be right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is closed until Tuesday, May 31st. Then they'll open at 3 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and 11 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, closed on Mondays. Then they'll take off for a week or two around the Jubilee. Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and watch their social media pages for updates. Again, Miracle Lanes is closed until Tuesday, May 31st. Then they'll open at 3 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they will be closed on Mondays.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Are you interested in reserving a campsite for the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash to be held August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery? Campsites for this year will go for sale online April 30th. Non-electric sites will cost $40 for the weekend, and electric sites will cost $150. There are a limited number of campsites available, and they will sell exclusively on our website, wowraffle.com. So be sure to get yours reserved beginning April 30th. And then we'll see you in August for the 4th annual Win on the Wall Bash.
Yuck.
Including me and my wife.
All right. Hey, we're back here with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by the Hall of Famer, Mr. Hal McCoy. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, guys.
You are in your man cave?
I am in the man cave watching the Reds.
Is it? It's pouring down here in the old fort. How about down at your place?
Yeah, we had a thunderstorm go through about half an hour ago.
I'd say it might be here now.
I'd say it's here.
Everything's moving south. So the Reds are up 4-2.
Yep. Joey Votto got a two-run triple, believe it or not.
All right.
We were talking off air about you and when we first started talking to you, if the Reds were on, you were not going to talk. You were right into the Reds. Do you find yourself like this year as frustrated as we are?
Yeah.
You still there?
I'm here, but I lost you guys.
Oh, okay. Who? How about now?
I can hear you.
Okay. So we just talking about. So, do you find yourself like we're frustrated with the Reds? Are you there?
Yes, I am very frustrated.
I bet too.
Do you think that the reason that the Reds are struggling was because all this happened so fast before the season, or do you just think we're just not a very good baseball team?
Well, because of the fact that they got rid of so many of their good players, that had to be very disheartening. And plus the fact they're pretty much playing with a Triple-A roster. So it is frustrating, but not unexpected. I mean, it's very tough to win with the roster that they have.
There is some bright spots. I mean, we do got to say that.
Yes, there are.
No, I mean, they're not a lot, but there's a few.
There's a couple.
And there's... You know, I think Hunter Green's been solid. Would you agree?
I agree. For some reason, I think the bats decide to watch him pitch instead of hit the ball. They don't provide him with a whole lot of runs. When you pitch a no-hitter and you lose 1-0, you know, that says a lot.
That ain't right.
That is the perfect season. I mean, that is the perfect game for this year's Reds.
Yes, I think I wrote that when it happened. That says it all about this year's Reds.
Unbelievable.
How about some other bright spots that you see as far as the hitting side of it? Drury kid, you like him?
Who's that?
Drury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great find. He hits the ball hard every time. I like him a lot. He's what you call a gamer. He does what is necessary to try to win games.
And I would say Tyler Stevenson is one hell of a baseball player. I really love him.
If the Reds have an all-star this year, well, they have to have an all-star. It would be Tyler Stevenson. He's the best hitting catcher in the National League and I think in all of baseball right now. And his defense is outstanding. You don't dare run on him. I'm amazed that teams keep trying to run on him because he throws everybody out.
He's got a good arm, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been a huge bright spot of a sad season. I will say that.
Yes, he certainly is.
Have you been down many times?
No, I haven't been down at all. I've done it all from my man cave.
That ain't all bad, is it?
No. You could probably see it better on TV anyway. If you want to see it, there are times I don't want to see what I'm seeing.
Last night was one of them.
That's for sure.
Yes, right. Was definitely one of them. The last couple of games against the Cubs, who are probably in a bigger rebuild than the Reds are.
They're bad too, aren't they?
Come in here and take a couple of games away from them. That's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I agree with that. When you look at this team and David Bell. The more that I follow David Bell and listen to David Bell, the more I'm a fan of David Bell. And he was
tough situation.
He was put in a tough situation.
Yeah, he's in a very tough situation. You cannot put the blame on this season for him. I mean, there's only so much a manager can do. And, I've said it before that Sparky Anderson and Joe McCarthy and any great manager you want to name could not win with what they're putting on the field.
Not going to win there. Again, Triple A against a major league team ain't fair right now.
No, it's not fair. It's tough to manage, and he keeps his spirits up. You know, you listen to him after the game. He never points any fingers at people. He appreciates the effort they give and keeps it on an upbeat, and the players love him. And that's all you can say, and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, so and I don't want to put you in a bad spot because I don't want you to, but I'm a Bob Castellini fan. I know that. I mean, I should say a fan as in I like listening to him. I root for him. Now, his son, Phil, I'd put in a headlock. You think Bob's ever put Phil in a headlock?
I think after what he said on opening day.
He should have.
Made him go stand in a corner with a dunce hat on.
There you go.
Can you believe he said that?
Oh, my.
That is just unbelievable that he would come out and say something like that with the team struggling and what they've done and getting rid of players to come out and threaten the fans like that. That's just incomprehensible.
Mm. You know, we're old farts. And when we see, we were so close to being good last year.
We were. We had a good team.
We were fun to watch. And when this happened, you know, it is heartbreaking for us old guys.
Yeah. You're diehard fans.
You agree?
Oh, absolutely. That is what completely baffled me was the fact that they finally finished over 500. They were so close to making the playoffs. With the method they're using this year, they would have made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And yet they gut the team the way they did. It just makes no sense at all to me. And it's showing if you're watching these games and you look at the empty stands, that says it all about what the fans believe is happening.
Yeah. Cubs, Reds, 80 degrees out on, and they had 13,000 fans there. And there's usually that many Cubs fans.
Yeah, I
think they are pushing the numbers to say it's 13,000 too. If you look at the stands, it looks like more like 5,000.
Yeah, that's right. So you, I talked to you last week or 2 weeks ago, and you were on vacation, and you were down in Georgia, and then you got sick, huh?
Yeah, we had. Seven people go on a trip to St. Simon's Island, and we all had a great time, wonderful time.
Yep.
And then we all came back, and six out of seven of us picked up COVID, including my wife and I. And I am just now getting over it.
Feeling better?
I feel better now, but
good.
I was awfully weak for several days there.
How about the missus? How's she doing?
She got it a couple of days after me, so she's still fighting a little bit. Mm. Boy, it makes you really weak. It's nasty stuff.
Yeah, we no good. We both had it too. We had a cancer benefit up here, and we had a super spreader, and we all got it too. And you know what? Let's hope that we're past that stuff now. I this is our last show of the season. We take the summer off, but I really appreciate you taking the time.
Boy, we do.
And talking to us yahoos up here.
It's always my pleasure talking to you guys. It's a lot of fun. You guys are great.
Well, we're coming. We come back during football season in August, and maybe we'll catch a Reds. We'll talk a little Reds baseball in September, and hopefully we see some improvement.
Well, let's hope so. And you guys have a great time off.
Yep.
Hal McCoy, you're a champion. Hal. We appreciate you talking. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you.
If it can be welded, Wars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th, from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's ice cream social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49, the church with the beautiful Caroline Bells.
It's Caroline Bells.
Caroline?
C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N, Caroline. Like Caroline Park down at Dayton. They have Caroline Bells down there. It's Caroline Park.
Huh?
Caroline.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we had Hal McCoy on, and
Hal's awesome.
He is awesome, and he took the time. I know he's busy, and he's feeling like shit, but he, you know what?
He's a champ.
He is. And he always.
Anytime we call him, tremendous.
He never ever turns us down.
He seriously won't talk to us.
Yeah, I love it, and that's really nice of him to take the time.
Yeah, it is.
And then we have Ryan Tinn and those girls up here, just champions.
Champs. They're going to be fun. They're going to be good next year again.
Yeah. You talked about spring sports.
Spring sports.
Next year.
We're going to be loaded. I think we're going to be pretty good.
A lot of kids coming back.
Yeah, we got a bunch coming back. We lost some good seniors, but we got some good players down there, young players that are going to fill them spots, I think, and we're not going to miss a beat.
No, I agree with you. It's just good stuff, and it'll really be exciting next year when we open that baseball park.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
So who – this is us three talking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who throws out the first pitch next year at that diamond?
Oh.
If you had – let's talk about who is candidates.
Jerry
Kalp.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Jerry Kalp. Good. Okay.
Sila Fever.
Sila Fever.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sila Fever.
Or a child or grandchild of his choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about Chuck Etzler?
Ooh.
Chuck Etzler.
Because you could line up. You have to have one guy.
Yeah, we could have a few guys throw.
I think he might. So we got Chuck Etzler.
definitely.
Jerry Kalp, Sila Fever, Chuck Etzler. We got to have somebody from the WOW.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Ryan Steinberg, can he throw one?
No, he couldn't get it. He couldn't throw it. He'll play the tunes for opening game.
Yeah, he
played softball for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I don't know if he can throw a baseball, but he can throw a softball.
Chuck one up there.
Yeah. Who else?
There's some really good people that have been associated with sports.
Well, I tell you what. I think the guy that started the damn thing is Jake Garkey.
Yep.
Kenzie's dad.
Yep.
Yep.
He's the one that brought about the idea. To them people, and they did it.
Yeah,
that was his WOW idea.
I think it was his WOW idea.
He had gone to something similar down in southeastern Ohio, and
he says we can do that here.
Because
he was the crazy one that the first year was it like 3,000 we sold, and he said, "Oh, we got to go 5,000." Like Jake, wait a minute.
Yeah,
You know, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, I used to sell car dance tickets.
Yeah, for $50.
$50.
We had 100 left. We had 100 left on
the day of. And we're selling 500.
Yeah.
I thought, there is no way this is going to work.
That's what I said.
No, I ain't very smart. It worked.
I got the newsletter from the Booster Club. They ended up selling 1,676 of the second sale.
Yeah, the Friday night thing. Yeah, Toe and Go. Yep, couldn't think of the name of it. Yep.
1,676.
That's awesome.
$600, that's what, 16,000 bones, right?
Yep.
How about anybody on like that, what was it, like 1950 team that made it to state?
Buzz Hall. That's the first one I can think of. There's probably several other ones still around.
Yeah.
Buzzy Hall.
Get one of them guys. Yeah, Jackson Hobbs might be another guy to bring in.
Yep, Tweetsie. He won't be around. He'll be a little busy that.
Tweetsie we probably couldn't get.
Yeah. No, we can't get that. Those guys ain't. Nope. I'm out on them.
Too young?
I love your Buzz Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, I mean, you can have 7 or 8 guys fire that first pitch.
I think so, too.
So that's baseball. Would we have something like that for the softball, too?
Well, they opened up already. I mean, you could. Yeah,
they probably did. They could do something.
I don't know if they would want to do one in honor of opening up the complex.
Yeah.
And there's some, you know, like, John Rammel's daughters were pretty good. And Jossie was awesome back
was pretty good
30 years ago or whatever it was. It was Linda Wilson, Jenny Snyder, Joyce Hall.
Yeah.
My sister Barb.
Yep. You know, you could have like Kathy Stogler or Jeff because Big P got caught smoking at third base as third base coach. You should have an ashtray in the third base pitch coach's box. Still one of the classics.
That's a classic.
That is an absolute classic.
But anybody that would be surprised by that doesn't know Big P.
Well, we got to make it big. I mean, it's got to be. That's going to be an awesome thing to do when opening, baby.
Yep.
We'll make a big deal out of it.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
I'd go down there now just to try. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Can you imagine when that thing gets done, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on their way to a beauty. Absolutely
love
beautiful
it.
Stadium.
That is going to be such a nice thing. The one thing I'm a little worried about and probably shouldn't be is how close the diamonds are for foul balls.
Put the fence up higher.
Yeah. That's what they...
Everybody else has diamonds like that.
Yeah, they've done that several places.
Marcel's got a big old net.
You know that 500-foot backstop I was talking about? Yeah.
There you go.
Might be it.
At Minster?
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting.
Tell you what, we are going to take a break. We're going to come right back with the head coach of the University of Findlay golf program and national champion. Dom Guarneri. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
All right, we're back. Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we've had a great show tonight. We've had the girls' softball program, their players. We had Hall of Famer Hal McCoy.
Hal McCoy.
And now we are joined by the Division II National Girls Coach of the Year, Dominic Guarneri. Dom, welcome to Sports Talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
We had some kind of run this year.
Tremendous.
And I just couldn't think of a better person for this to happen to. And you knew coming in because... you know, you have a fundraiser every year where you have a big golf tournament and we go up and play and he has it set up, folks, and it's absolutely beautiful. Is that he has kids on each hole?
Okay? Oh yeah.
So you go up there, you bring your foursome up.
Yep.
And the kids hit, and then you hit, and they embarrass you because absolutely. They just absolutely
10 times better than you.
Yeah, yeah, and you get to know these kids.
Yeah.
And they're just, Dom, you not only brought on really good golfers, but you brought in really good kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, they're a special group, that's for sure. And like you said, you know, that's one of our favorite days, not only the golfers, but you guys. I mean, just being able to interact with the people that support our program. And, you know, like you said earlier, we know going into the year that we thought we could have a pretty special year. But what those girls did this spring was, I truly believe it was one in a million to That's win crazy. Every tournament they played and have seven individual winners. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you can't write that stuff up. It just don't happen.
It can't.
Right. Huh. And the way it happened, I mean, to even have a position to be in the match play portion, what they did the last six holes, I mean, was remarkable.
When you got to the finals, and take us back here a little bit. So how does it work? The 16 teams are invited to the finals. Is that right?
So 18 teams make it to the national championship, and then the top eight after 54 holes get to play. It's medal match play, so it's a little bit different than regular match play. So like one of our girls would face one of their girls, and you finish everything out. Every match finishes on the 18th hole. And if you shoot a lower score, you get a point for your team, and the first team to get 3 points moves on.
So and there's you got five or six kids.
Five kids. So you have to get win three of the matches or win 3 points.
So you had a deep team. So did you have a trouble getting your fourth and fifth? Because I know your first four are pretty much etched in stone, correct?
Right. So yeah, we had we actually in our spring season. We had three different girls that played in our five spot. So, fortunately for us, the one that we took to the national championship, one of them, Okeech wins, one of the freshmen. She really stepped up that week. And the last match on the last hole, she beat a first team All American by one shot, a fifth year senior.
So. I was texting your wife during all this, you know, and she's. And she's just, you know, she can't even, she's texting hearts and cheerleading stuff. And she's got to be thinking to me and Kirby, would you guys leave me alone?
Yeah, I mean, it was in Georgia, the support that we had. I mean, it was unbelievable. My mother, who hasn't flown in over 20 years, flew down the morning of the finals match. I had no idea she was coming. Her and my sister. So I'm on the third hole. I turn around. I mean, I lose it. I mean,
that's pretty awesome.
She hasn't flown since 9/11, and I mean, so that meant so much to me. And I mean, shoot, there was probably 50, 60 people down there watching that last day. And
that's
I mean,
cool.
I think that's just a testament to the girls. Like I said, the support that we get. And
you know, I agree with you, Dom. It's a testament to the girls, but it's a testament to the University of Findlay. Because when they had their run, the amount of, you know, we went to a lot of the games, and my daughter went to the finals, and the amount of support that Findlay University has in Northwest Ohio is borderline nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All sports, I mean, and that's, it truly is a family there. Like, I think that's one of the things that is so special about the University of Findlay.
So mom and sis flew down, didn't tell you. So,
nope.
So you see him on the third hole, and
that's
and
a joker there.
You're a pretty emotional guy anyway. That had to about rip you to pieces.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on the third hole. I'm on the putting green with one of our girls, Christina, one of our only girl that we're losing next year. And another coach texted me and said, turn around. And I turn around, and my mom and sister are there. And I lost it. Christina, who I was with, was like, what's going on? I said, my mom's here. She hasn't gotten on a plane in over 20 years. And she's like, well, she said, you can cry after I make this putt.
Just hold up, coach. I got to make this putt first.
Oh, that is beautiful. So you have some local flavor there, and Jill Schmidtmeyer. From St. Mary's, and you're from St. Mary's, and we had, I got to tell you guys this, we had a fundraiser. We was at his golf fundraiser, and there's I don't know how many teams he has, 40, and
between 30 and 40 every year.
Yeah,
and there she is teeing off hole 10. Okay, and hole 10 is about a what, Dom? 260?
No. She was teeing off one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 280 from the tee she was playing.
Yeah, 280. So you tee off, the guys tee off behind her, and she's up there at the girls tee.
Yeah.
And we all, you know, we hit one out there, but, you know, 70 yards off the 80 yards. Yeah. Hey, we're pretty good. She knocks it in.
No.
Yes, she did.
No.
How many yards?
280 yards she made on one.
Made a one on a par four.
That's a good start.
Yeah, and there's a skins game.
Ooh,
and the foursome that she was playing with was her dad, right?
No, her brother.
Her brother. So the brother wins the skin game.
Oh, perfect. Can't beat that.
But I can't complain any, because the next year we're playing, and we're on 18. We're playing, I think it was, number 18, and it's a par four dogleg left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a senior that hits it from here to St. Henry.
Yeah.
And he hit one up there, and he knocked it right beside a green, and we chipped it in, and we got a skin. So, that was unbelievable. And I think that day, help me if I'm – didn't she put it on the green four times from 280?
Yep, she hit the green three times and made it one of the other times.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Wow. That is so unbelievable. Oh. It was.
Yeah.
So you have and we'll talk a little bit about the boys team, but you have a family that is just pretty solid. What do you think?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Talk a little bit about and tell us a little bit about your family. I know Maria is just is she there right now?
No, she's not. So I got my wife Maria, three kids, 15-year-old son Isaac, 7-year-old girl Nina, 5-year-old boy Liam. And I mean, like you said, I can't say enough about Maria. I was literally gone 21 straight days.
Ooh. Ooh.
Women's regionals, men's regionals, women's nationals, men's nationals. I did not sleep in my bed for 21
God.
Straight days. And I mean, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, she is. She's a champion.
That's a pretty good woman there.
How's that work, Don?
Yeah.
You coach the boys and the girls, and then you have an assistant for the girls and the boys, or it's the same, just you two?
Just the two of us, yeah.
How do you find time? That is unbelievable.
you make time.
I wow. Mean,
when you do what you love, it's,
yeah, that's
it makes
true.
It a heck of a lot easier, that's for sure.
Have you golfed any this year?
I've golfed 4 times.
You watched 4,000 rounds and you had 4.
So is this now, are we done now for the summer?
Yep, we're done. All the kids, classes were out a week before the Nationals, so they're all home working on their games, and they'll be back August 15th, and we'll be having our outing August 20th.
Have you got any trips planned this summer?
I sure do.
Are you? does one of them include a couple guys going down and play down at Belterra or somewhere?
Perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's go.
I'm with you, buddy. Dom, we just think, you know, so proud of you.
Yeah.
And what you've done up there. And when you talk about mom and sis, and there was not a bigger hero for you than Pappy. And
great.
Man, we loved that. You know, everybody loved Big Ralph.
Big Ralph was the best.
Put him on the bus, boys. and that's
when you texted me that after when we won, and I mean, me and my sister have had probably 5 conversations after the national championship, just like, she's like, could you imagine if Dad was there and
man.
The smile on his face and all this stuff? I was like, we probably wouldn't have missed a hole that I coached.
I guarantee it.
I know he's watching, so.
Yep, absolutely,
amen,
buddy.
Brother. Dom, we love you. Congratulations.
Great job, man.
And
thank you.
We'll hook up this summer.
Sounds all right. Great.
All right, that's Dom
Thank
Guarneri.
You guys so much.
Yes, sir, buddy.
See you, buddy.
That's Dom Guarneri, head golf coach at the University of Findlay. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to finish up the season right after this. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes is closed until Tuesday, May 31st. Then they'll open at 3 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and 11 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, closed on Mondays. Then they'll take off for a week or two around the Jubilee. Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and watch their social media pages for updates. Again, Miracle Lanes is closed until Tuesday, May 31st. Then they'll open at 3 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they will be closed on Mondays. It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th, from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's ice cream social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49, the church with the beautiful carillon bells.
We're back here Wednesday night. Bub and Fee, the finale show.
Yeah.
Finale of the season.
Been a good season, I think.
I
think all the sports done pretty
exciting.
Well.
We've had some exciting games this year.
Winter, spring.
Yep.
And
Got to talk to a lot of good seniors this year.
We didn't get to talk much with the track people, but They still have some stuff going.
They're still going.
That'd be really good.
They ain't stopped yet.
So, good for them. We wish them good luck. I think they're going tonight and Friday, tomorrow, and then Friday finals. I can't remember exactly how that goes.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good.
We've got a few of them that have chances, right? I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's always several that are just. You just know they're going to do something good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be interesting to see how that all ends up with the track folks. It's been a fun year. Yep, sure has.
It has been another great year, and I was listening to the graduation ceremony, and we talked a little bit about that Fort Recovery Foundation, and the amount of money.
It's $150,000 in scholarships. Is that unbelievable?
That's awesome. It really is.
Just and it probably wasn't 20 years ago. $150,000 was about how much was in there. It was more than that. But that, I remember we hadn't gotten to $1 million about 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things about this form that we got. We ain't stupid. The best thing that we do is our Christmas show.
Yeah.
And you know, we raise money for people in need. And we had a deal. And I got to tell this story. So I'm listening to Service and Music. No, what it's Secondhand Store with Rob Weaver.
Rob Weaver.
And it was last week one day. I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And a lady calls up and she says, hello, I need a washer and dryer, and I don't have any money. And she's crying and breaking, you know.
Yeah.
And I sold my washer and dryer, and you could tell that she was an elderly lady who was struggling.
Yeah.
So immediately I'm listening. So Rob Weaver, who's doing the secondhand store that night.
Yeah.
She hangs up and he says, "Folks, we got to help this lady out." So I text Rob. I'm sure he thinks, "You dipshit, leave me alone." So I'm texting him. I said, "We got to help this lady out, Rob." So he said, I said, "Send me your number." So he gave me the wrong number, and I call some lace on a motorcycle jacket. So
now you own a motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, so
a motorcycle jacket.
I said,
size small.
I texted him. I said, "Wrong number, you moron." And Rob Weaver is... He should be a Fort Recovery Hall of Famer if he ain't in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame.
I am trying to get something like that done.
That guy is just about awesome.
He is awesome.
So I said, he said, "We got to help this girl out." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Let me start a leg up and see what we got." So I text Woody, Tom Wood is unbelievable, and Smitty. And they're the first two guys. Whenever I got something stupid, they're always, "I'm in," you know.
Put me in.
Yeah. So I text them too and say, "Here's what we got." And they're both like, "You moron, you know, but we got to do it. We got to help her out."
Yeah.
So Tom texts Steve, his brother,
who does
washer and dryers.
He's an appliance guy.
Yeah, you got a use set. Steve said, "Yeah, I got something. I can come up with something.
You know? I get something for her."
He said, "I got this Maytag set, $400 washer and dryer."
Oh, perfect.
"We're in. We'll take it, you know." Yeah. So... we don't know nothing about this lady. I mean, nothing, right? We don't know where she lives. We don't have a clue. I've never seen the number before. So you're
driving around Portland with a washer and dryer?
I call her up. I said, "Hey, we're interested in helping you out." "Oh, are you kidding me?" You know, just as sweet as can be. I said, "Where do you live?" She said, "Well, I live in Penville." I said, "All right." Okay. She goes, "I live in lot 20. Trailer Park." So I said, "I'll tell you what." I said, "We're going to get this done." Yep. I said, "We're going to get you." So I get a couple of my guys, you know, and I said, "Boys, we got a load of washer and dryer up." So I take it over to the Penville Trailer Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You know, there's all... It's kind of screwed up how it is. Yeah. It's not a very nice trailer court.
And every trailer court, the numbers seem to be random.
Exactly how this was. There was no order.
No idea.
So I call her up and I said, "Hey, we're in the trailer park." I said, "We can't find you. I'll come outside." So sure enough,
you found her.
We find her, and she's out there. Mm-hmm. And she's, I would guess, mid-70s.
Yeah.
She has a walking boot on. She broke her ankle. She has her fingers taped where she burned herself on the stove the night before.
Oh, jeez.
Her deck of her trailer has about every other board in it.
You're going to try to carry this washer dryer in there?
Yeah. So right away I'm thinking, yes, this is a good deal. This lady is not fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not scamming you.
Yeah. So we backed her up. We started looking. She's bawling.
Aw.
Bawling like a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe it. God has blessed me so many times, she said. So to make a long story short, we deliver this trailer, and her daughter and her son-in-law come over after we left and finish hooking it up.
Yeah.
So I, Jack, you know, yeah. We said, well, you know, Fort Cover Radio, we can do something for her.
Yeah.
So Jack says, well, we got to give her $500 anyway, you know. So we're in the process of doing that. Yeah. So we got her a washer and dryer. We're going to give her a little cash. And that is because of the people of Fort Recovery Radio. The people of Fort Recovery Radio. Because the people of Fort Recovery Radio make Fort Recovery Radio.
Yes.
Yeah. It ain't us.
Yeah, absolutely. So listeners that, if there wasn't anybody listening, if there wasn't anybody helping us, this would be just nothing.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's...
So when you do stuff like this, with what we do, and you know we made, I don't know what was our final count this year, 30 grand,
around 175.
How much was it?
Around 175,000.
That's what we took in this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was 204 last year.
Yeah.
But we had a $25,000 anonymous check last year.
So when you look at this, and we give out, I think we've gave out about 125,000. We probably got 50 grand left, maybe,
yeah,
or something like that. And we got a lot of people in need, and we got a lot of people who we want to help out, and we want people to know that fund is there for anybody who reaches out to Neil or Jack.
Yeah,
they're our contacts, Fee or myself.
Yeah,
and we'll make it work, and we'll help you out, and just make sure that there's people out there.
Yeah.
That are really willing to help you out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's unbelievable. Yep. That kind of stuff tugs on your heart when you hit. It's unbelievable.
You know, when you get older, like we are, you know.
Yeah.
Your focus in life changes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know? And when you get to, it's all about giving back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the people that support us, Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Insight. Fort Recovery Radio, our Christmas show. They wouldn't make this stuff happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we wrap up season 7. We thank everybody for listening, our sponsors who are wonderful.
Awesome.
And we're going to enjoy the summer. I want you people to enjoy the summer. The big Jubilee coming up.
Jubilee's coming up.
It's Memorial Weekend. Get down to Monument Park. They're putting the crosses up tomorrow night.
Crosses in, yeah.
Tonight.
Is it tonight they're putting them in? Okay.
Put them
perfect.
Or in the past, they've always done it on Wednesday night.
And is there a ceremony up there again?
On Friday.
Friday night. So
back, yeah.
So I think last year, me and you went up on the golf cart.
Like, yeah.
We
snuck
in. We just enjoy the heck out of that. And,
yeah, it is.
And, we thank you, folks. And Fee, once again, I love you, brother.
Yep.
Spencer, you're awesome. We couldn't do it without you.
It's a blast.
And season 8, we'll be back in August, early September, and we'll
be
ready.
We're hunting for state championships.
You're dang right. That's right.
For every state champion.
For the final time for 2022 and the Spring Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. See you.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
home of the Fort Recovery Indians.